Good evening. This is Steve Barish, and I'm filling in for one of my best friends on the planet, which is Dr. Fred Bell. He is with Wesley Snipes doing a show in, I believe, L.A. And as he's doing that show, he asked me to fill in. I'm his co-host. And what we're doing this evening is that we're going to be talking about energy. We're going to be talking about how to get in touch with your heart. We're going to talk about how to get in touch with what you need to do to make yourself even better. So without further ado, we're going to be doing some meditation. We're going to be doing some information on love and compassion and also brain chatter. Brain chatter is a product that we make ourselves as we live, and if you're not meditating and you're not in touch with your heart, basically you'll pick up on brain chatter. Brain chatter is when you're thinking about things about 50,000 times a second and your mind is firing in all different kinds of directions. So what we can do in one evening is get you in touch with your heart, get you in touch and ground you as much as we possibly can, and to give you a good clean mind and a clean heart, and show you how to get in touch with that beautiful heart of yours, and that's where God resides. So without further ado, I think what we're going to do is we're going to give out the phone numbers here. For international calls, or if you decide to call and you're in the United States and you want to have a free call, 1-888-815-9756. Again, 1-888-815-9756. Toll-free, that is the toll-free number, U.S. and Canada. If you're in California or somewhere in that area, 530-327-7602 is line 1, 530-776-5185 is line 2, 530-413-4522 is line 3. So what we're going to do is if you have something that you need and you want to be healed, I'm more than happy to do that for you right on live air. So without further ado, we're going to start and see what we can do about helping you and how to grasp the idea that you are one with everyone. You are one with the trees, one with the planet, one with everything. And how do we do that? Very simple. What I'm going to do, the people that are listening right now, what we're going to do is that I am planting a seed in your mind, if you don't mind, of how to be in touch with your centeredness. So you should be feeling a lot of centering right now. You should be able to feel that kind of energy. We're having a lot of fun with this. We're going to have a lot of fun with this evening because people are going to be in touch with their hearts, and it'll open up things that have not been opened up in years. So we're going to begin with how to get in touch with that. Please, if you don't mind, just shut your eyes for a moment, just one moment. That's it. Just taking a good breath. Let everything go. Enjoy the energy. That's it. Just enjoy that. Okay. Feel your third eye. You can open your eye again. You can, your eyes. Feel your third eye. Or if you can't feel it, put your finger on your third eye. Very, very simple. It's right above the eyebrows. That's it. What we're going to do is hold that position just for a moment. This is really good for meditation, for people that don't meditate, so be really, really good. We're going to do some advanced work here, and I think the reason we're going to do this is because everybody that's listening to the Dr. Fred Bell Show is fairly advanced and really want to learn. So you should be able to feel that energy down at your nose right now. That's it. Just enjoy the energy. That's it. Good. You should be able to feel that in your throat. That's it. There's your chakra. That's right. That's good. We're just going to sit there a second and bathe in the first chakra right there that you're seeing. It's not the first chakra, but it's the first chakra that you see. So let's just bathe there for a second and enjoy that light. That's it. Wonderful. Very good. Now, there's some people out there that have blockages in those hearts and in the first chakra there. It's not the heart chakra. That's your throat chakra. Just enjoy it there. You're opening it up. Just stay there a minute with me. That's it. Good. Okay, you're going further down. Good. Good. Very, very good. Okay. You are at your throat, you are at your heart chakra. Now, what we're going to do here is just sit in front of the heart chakra. And allow that to open all by itself. So what we're going to do is keep your mind very steady. You're becoming a lot more grounded than you were when you first began about 3-4 minutes ago. That's wonderful. You should be able to feel the energy of the heart opening up and light going through your body just a little right now. That's it. You're going into your heart chakra. Just enjoy that energy. It's very vast in the heart area. You'll find that the energy will be clearer in your mind in a couple seconds here. That's just wonderful. That's it. Now, it's interesting how the mind and the heart want to join together. What's happening is that you're on a very fast track right now going through the heart. The heart wants to open up to you. Just enjoy that energy. Feel the compassion and the love in the heart as you're going through. That's it. Don't be afraid of it. This is all you. This is all you. This is your heart. This is not my heart. This is your heart. Enjoy that energy. That's it. Let it take over. Let everything go. Beautiful. Let everything dissipate. Let your guard drop. Good. Good. Very, very good. I think you can feel that there's less brain chatter at the same time, which is really, really good. You're opening up to your heart chakra even more, you should be able to feel your mind and your heart together. Just enjoy that lovely energy. It's coming right from heaven. Just enjoy that energy. Good. Good. Don't be afraid of it. Don't lose it. Just stay right there. You don't have to turn back. Just relax. People that need to turn back, it's okay. We're just going to stay here and go further in. That's it. Now it's clearing. You should see a vastness right now that you've never seen before. That is your heart area. That is the universe. You're actually looking at the universe. You're looking at total love. You're looking at compassion. And you're looking at yourself. That is so wonderful. While we're doing this, if anybody needs to call in, anybody needs some help, we're here to help you. This show is going to be on love and compassion. And if anybody needs some help with projectors or nuclear receptors or the new necklaces, we can certainly give you answers for that. But right now, let's be in touch with our hearts. That's it. That feeling that you're feeling right now is that things are dissipating. Things feel really, really good. You're going further into your heart. That's it. Good. I think this is as far as we're going to go this evening. I don't want to take you out into the universe. That's not what this is about. We're just opening up the heart this evening, allowing people to feel the centeredness of your love and your compassion. That's great. That's wonderful. Yeah, that's really good. I hope you guys are really enjoying that because that's your heart. You're in your center of your heart. It's opening up the energy all around your head, in your head. It's opening up the energy around your head and through your entire body. You should feel lighter in your legs. You should feel lighter all over in your body. That's beautiful. Good. I think what we're going to do is bring you back from this meditation. Take you back up to your third eye. Just take your time. That's it. Just come back up. Wonderful. Very good. Very excellent. Good. You're up in your mind again, but there's one little difference. You should be able to feel your heart and your mind together a little bit more than what you're used to. Just accept it. Accept the beautifulness because you guys decide to take a trip. Hello? Hello? Hi.
Yes, hello. This is Brenda calling from Manitoba, Canada.
Oh, hi, Manitoba. How are you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful. How did you like the meditation?
I thought it was beautiful. I could experience what you were saying.
Thank you so much.
Yes, it was very beautiful. I have one of Fred's Ankh, A-N-K-H.
Oh, the Ankhs, yes.
Yes, the new receptors.
Yes,
and it's,
yes.
It's very beneficial for what you said it would be.
Yes.
Yes, but I'm a massage therapist, and I have got nerve damage in my hand and arm and can't do the massage that I'm doing.
Okay. Let's help you with that this evening, honey. I also do massage, by the way.
I know you do. That's why I knew you'd be close to your heart.
Thank you. Is this going down your left arm or your right arm, dear?
Predominantly my right. There's a little bit on the left, too. I've been doing massage for almost 15 years.
Wow.
Long massages and deep.
Yes.
And I
yes.
think they've just kind of played out.
Okay. What I'm doing, I'm going down your left arm now. What I see is that there is a tube of white light going from your shoulder down to your hand. Okay, what I'm going to do is ask you, could you please turn over your left hand and open it up, please?
Okay.
Okay. Now what I'm going to do, there's a big chakra in your hand. I'm going to take my hand, I'm going to put it on top of yours. Let me just do that right now. Here we go. Good. Can you feel that energy in your left hand?
I can feel energy, yes.
Good, honey. I got my hand right above you.
I almost lifted up my hand.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just focus on that a minute.
Well, I can feel it going up the arm.
Good, honey. Good, because that's what we're doing. You're very perceptive. It's going into your brain.
I can feel it.
Good, honey. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what we're going to do is that we're going to go down your right arm at the same time. So what I'm looking for in your right arm is the centeredness of the hole. There we go. It's starting to open up a little bit. Good. I need you to turn, I don't know how you're going to do this. Okay.
I have the hand open, but I can't let go of the phone.
Yes, I understand that. I understand that. Put the phone in the, give me a second. Let's do this one at a time then. How does your left hand feel now?
It's the pericardium finger that is the one that's tender.
Okay.
The next, the pointer finger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And it's the right hand that's by far, the right arm that's by far the worst.
Okay.
Lots of nights it kind of stops you from sleeping real good because it will pain so bad.
Yes. Okay, I found the problem in the lower part of the elbow. I'm going to put a lot of heat in the elbow right now. You just let me know when that gets pretty warm.
I can feel a tingling.
Good, honey. Good. Can you see energy?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Not there right
is,
now.
That's okay, honey. This is pretty advanced stuff, but we're going to have fun with it anyhow.
Okay.
In your pericardium finger,
Yes.
I want you to take your right hand and put it over the pericardium of your left hand, and within an inch, put your thumb there. And if you scan it...
I didn't understand that. With...
Okay, honey. What I'm saying is your left hand, we've been working on your left hand.
Yeah.
Take your right thumb, put it on the pericardium finger, about an inch away.
Okay.
You should be able to feel beautiful colors. If you can't see it, you'll feel it.
I can see white and gold.
Good.
Shimmering.
Good, honey. That's exactly what we want. Those colors should be magnificent. Good. Okay, what I would like you to do is hold out your hand like you're going to shake my hand.
Okay.
Okay? I'm going to put my hand out like I'm going to shake your hand. You should be able to feel that energy an awful lot at your fingertips. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. Let's just hold it there. Can you see your arm changing colors? Can you see your fingers changing colors?
No, but I can sense it.
Good, honey. That's what we need. Okay, it's in the part of the lower part of the elbow that has the problem. Move your fingers around. That should feel better.
Yes, it does.
Good, my dear. Let's get to the right hand.
Okay.
Okay, can you switch phones?
I've got it on my ear. It's okay now.
Okay. Okay. That's opened up a lot since we've made a connection with you. So what we're doing is going down the right arm, going into your hand. Now, I'm looking at your fingers. I'm looking at all your fingers. Okay, let's go back up the elbow here. Yes, okay, good. Just relax with it. Good. Can you see the chakra firing in your right hand? Or can you feel or sense the chakra firing in your right hand?
I can feel it.
Okay. Can you feel it turning clockwise? Just a smidge. Can you feel that? Your fingers should be tingling right now.
They're tingling.
Good. Now it's turning back. That's good.
There's a warmth in my hand.
Yes, dear.
Okay.
Pericardium finger also? On the right hand? Or is it basically all your fingers?
It's mostly the pericardium finger.
Okay.
And it goes right up to the shoulder blade.
Good.
Or right up to the spine, pardon me.
Pardon me?
It goes right up to the spine.
Okay, good.
The pain.
Yes. I'm going down your spine right now.
Okay.
And I'm clearing your spine.
Thank you.
you might be able to feel me going through your spine, but anyhow, for whatever reason, I'm actually going through your spine. I'm looking at it to see what we have there.
I actually feel like a warmth in it.
Yes.
And my frequency seems to be picking up.
Yes, your frequency is going to pick up an awful lot there.
Yes.
Move your hand, see how that feels to you.
It's still pretty stiff to move.
Okay.
Like it hurts to move.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going up your spine.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking up your spine. And I'm going to the first and second and third vertebrae.
Okay. Oh, I can sure feel that one.
Yes, ma'am. Move your hand now.
That's some better.
Yeah. Just hang in there with me.
Okay.
Axis and atlas are being cleaned.
Okay.
Good. Now I'm looking at the third vertebrae. You should be able to feel that right now as I'm working on it. Can you feel that in your neck?
Yes.
Good, dear.
It feels like it's somebody, it feels like you warmed it and that it moves easier.
Yes.
With more fluidity.
Right. You should be able to feel a fluid.
Yes.
Coming up to the atlas and axis all the way up to your brain. Can you feel that?
Very slowly, but yes.
Well, the very slowly is because the fluid is moving very slowly.
Okay.
Okay, and that's brain fluid, and that's the spinal column brain fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're just getting a refreshing in the brain.
Okay.
So that the squish-squish that you're hearing is the new fluids going into the brain. Good. You want to move your hand again, please. How does that feel to you?
Unfortunately, it's still there.
Okay. No, that's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
We're finding the areas that are being blocked, and that's what we're working on now. I'm going to go down the arm. There we go. Okay. We found it. Down the same place as the other. But what we're doing is refreshing you, so it'll be a lot better for you. Your thinking will be much clearer.
Well, that's good.
Good.
I appreciate that lots.
Not a problem. How does that feel, dear?
Feels warm, tingling.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I actually want to move it a little bit. It feels like it,
Good. Take your thumb from your left hand.
Okay.
And run it alongside the pericardium thumb, or the pericardium finger. You should be able to see light. You should be able to see the gold light and light shimmering off the finger. Can you see that?
I can see a shimmering, but it doesn't appear to be gold and white this time. It's just a shimmering.
That's okay. We're clearing you as fast as we can.
Pardon me?
We're clearing you as fast as we can.
Okay.
Good. How does your hand feel now?
It doesn't hurt quite as much to bend it.
Good, honey. Good. All right, I'm going to focus more on the light going down the arm from the elbow. That's it. There's a beautiful light that's filling your arm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you don't mind if I tell you what I see and what we're doing.
Oh, I just love it.
Thank you. Oh, something just opened up. Move your hand again. See how that feels.
Yeah, it's moving better.
Okay, there. This is what I would like you to do. In front of you, about a foot, there's a round white light around 4 feet around. It's coming directly from heaven. Could you please walk in there, and I'll tell you when to stop. You'll feel the energy.
I have to get up, okay?
Okay, sure, honey. Take your time.
Okay. And just walk into it.
Just walk right into it. I'll tell you when to stop. Right there.
Okay.
How does that energy feel to you?
I took a big, deep breath of it.
You bet. Your mind should be very clear.
There's actually a tingling in the mind.
There's a what there?
But a nice tingling.
Great. You heard me use the word brain chatter before?
Yes.
The brain chatter should be gone.
You're correct.
Good, honey. Now, this is something that I've learned over the years. God has taught me a very good lesson, and he's mentioned it in both the New Testament and the Old Testament. If you're walking on your path, that path should be straight and narrow. Don't turn to the right and don't turn to the left. Just walk straight on your path. Everything that you need in this lifetime will come to you.
Okay.
Now, I'll explain to you how that works so that people will understand. You've heard the Tree of Life of the Kabbalah, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay. God has taught me a very good lesson in realizing that that path is right in the center of the tree. The tree of knowledge, the tree of whatever you need is on that tree. As you're walking in a straight line up the center of that path, everything on that tree will come to you. So what you need to do is to continue on your path and stay on your path, and everything will come to you as you need it.
Okay,
so I'm just telling you what I've learned, and I'm just passing that on to you.
Well, it's much appreciated.
Okay.
Yes.
Your arm should feel a lot better.
It feels lighter.
Good, honey. Good. If you have any more trouble, I do this work free, by the way. I don't charge anybody for it. Let me give you my phone number at home.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give you my cell phone.
Yes.
It's area code 585 746-8321.
Okay.
Need some help, call me sometime.
Thank you. I certainly will.
Absolutely.
And
God bless you. And yes.
I appreciate so much what you've just done. That is amazing.
Well, it's you know, it's all from heaven. It has nothing to do with me.
It's a wonderful gift.
Well, thank you so much, and I'll let Fred know that you're very happy.
Okay. Thank you so much, Steve. And God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If there's anybody else that needs help out there, don't hesitate to call. The phone number is, let me put on my cheaters here, is 1-888-815-9756. Fred and I think, are going to be putting on a show in New York. I don't know if it's September. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Steve. This is Charisse. Can you hear me?
Oh, Charisse. Hi. How you doing? Charisse?
I'm doing well. I finally got through to you.
Oh, good. Did you hear what's happening so far?
Yes, I did, and it was beautiful. And
good.
I don't want to interrupt what you were about to say in regards to your show in New York, so I'll let you finish that, and I'll be right here for you.
Okay. Fred,
I know,
and I are going,
people want to hear about that.
Sure. Fred and I are going to be putting on a show in New York. I'm not sure exactly the dates. It could be November. It could be September, October. I'm not sure, but we will let you know when we're going to be in New York City. He's in Los Angeles right now with Mr. Snipes, and they're putting on a great show. So there, that's as far. That's all I got to say about that. Charisse is a wonderful lady.
Yeah.
I met her at Marilyn's home a couple weekends ago, and we were having so much fun. Charisse has also seen, let everybody know what you've seen.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, well, we're talking about the Andromedans. And
I was
shocked when she told me that she could see the Andromedans and the Pleiadians, and I thought Fred and I and there was a couple other people that had seen them, and I said, oh my God,
mm-hmm.
I can't wait till you get on the show. We could talk about it.
There's so many, you know, God bless it. It's so wonderful. It's so vast. What the Creator is all about, and so much bigger than just Earth, you know, and life expands so much further and farther than just this little planet, and it's so wonderful to know that other people have seen and experienced similar things, if not the same things as myself, and it was just absolutely wonderful to hear you. I wanted you, when I first met you, to continue to talk, and I didn't want to interrupt you too much because it was just so wonderful to hear you confirm for me everything that I had experienced, as well as just validate it. You know, sometimes you do need that validation.
Yes.
And I've seen them. I they've given me, and they still give me, symbols to work with for healing, for helping people, for raising vibrations in areas, for stopping things from happening, you know, violent things from happening, or something traumatizing from happening. I mean, there's so many things that they've given me to help that I'm so thankful, and I'm so grateful and honored to be given that, to be
That's
given
wonderful.
It. You know, at first when it began, Steve, I didn't know. I didn't know who exactly I was dealing with as far as, you know, what is this? You know, what being is this? I did feel an immense amount of love, an overwhelming amount of love and peace and healing that came every single time I had an encounter with one in particular, beautiful, healing, feminine being, very, very tall, very beautiful. They've come to me in some very interesting ways. They show themselves to me, and I know there are people out there listening right now who can identify with this, but they're like diamonds in midair. They're really, really bright. It's an intense, crystalline kind of kind of brightness where the sun is hitting the purest diamond and it's just bam.
Yes.
And it's a feeling with that. And it's an absolute joyous feeling with that. But when she first came to me, I'm telling you, I couldn't move. It was like an overwhelming love that I'd never felt before. And I can only attribute it or, you know, it's all creator, but it felt like the Holy Spirit was filling me. And I couldn't move. I had to stop everything I was doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm this multitasker, so I'm always doing more than one thing at a time. But I had to stop everything I was doing at that first moment, and I
mm-hmm.
just cried. I just cried.
Yes.
I was so elated, and I was so
yes.
free at that very moment.
Yes.
It was just beautiful.
Could
so,
you
yes,
do us a favor?
Yeah.
Could you do us a favor?
Yeah.
Could you give out your phone number for anybody that would like to talk to you?
Absolutely. It's 585, area code, 415-2018. And for anyone out there who is experiencing or has experienced these things and more, I would love to talk to you. I would love to share. And even those who want to understand more about what they're experiencing, I would love to help you understand. I believe a lot of us are receiving symbols and hearing certain sounds that come with those symbols. They're all, you know, they all work together. There's the
mm-hmm.
sound, there's numbers, there's colors, there's symbols, and we use those for powerful healing along with certain crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing that we cannot, I believe, with our love, there is nothing that we cannot heal.
Absolutely.
In ourselves and in other people. So I would love to help, absolutely.
Now, you have also abilities to help people in other areas, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
People call it the psychic thing, but it's so much more than that. Listen to the guides. I listen to family and friends.
Right.
They
right.
tell me everything, medically what's going on with someone, what has gone on in a past life. I can see past lives very, very clearly. It's very
mm-hmm.
easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell
mm-hmm.
you what's going on right now or give me a name, and I can tell you what's going on with that person's life situation. I don't need their picture.
Right.
Yeah, I can do so many different things, absolutely, and it's my honor. Yeah.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad that I met you and to be able to talk to you. And
You're so wonderful.
Thank you. Charisse is a very, very lovely lady, and she has many gifts, as she says, but the most beautiful thing about her is the love and compassion that you feel from her when you meet her. It's and her eyes just sparkle away like crazy. So it's really good. I wanted to have her on the radio, and so people would get to know you. But that's great, dear. That's great. So anyhow, it's really great having you on the show. Really, really good.
It's a joy. It's a joy, and I'm honored to be on the show with you and to be talking with you. I'm so glad I met you also. And there's so much for us to share, so much to talk about, so much to let the public, you know, in on, those who are
yes.
just learning and those who are like
yes.
you and I, who are just looking for others to share with and to commune with and, you know, share our experiences. Because I tell
right.
you, Steve, there's, you know, you're very, you know, I've never honestly met another one similar to myself like you, and to meet you, it was jaw dropping. To hear you say the things that I've been experiencing, it just blew my mind. It really, really did. So
I
love it.
Thank you. So anyhow, we're going to get together one of these days for dinner, and we'll be able to sit down and chat and just talk. It'll be wonderful to do. What I'm going to do is bring a pad and pencil. I can write things down. That'd be fun.
I'm
going to
record you.
Oh, good. Wonderful. That'd be a lot of fun. I've never
Absolutely.
Heard myself on a recorder. That'll be interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be
okay,
great.
Okay, sweetie. I thank you for having me and for listening to me and letting me share.
Absolutely. And I'll
okay.
talk to you maybe tomorrow or the next day.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, listen, you have a wonderful
evening.
And I love
the work. I love the work that you did with the lady, you know, prior to me calling. You got at the exact same time the same thing that I got. I was listening very intently in regards to her receiving.
Yes.
You said that at the end of your healing with her.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
And I got that same thing that absolutely she needs to know that it's okay for change, to allow change to come. It's okay to let go.
Absolutely.
And not hold on to things so tightly.
Well, that's the
fear
thing
of losing.
Yeah. That's the thing that most people have, that they want to let go, and it's so simple to do. It's not difficult to do at all. But thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. You take care.
Thank you. Okay,
bye-bye.
Sweetie, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Anyhow, it's a pleasure talking to Cherie. She's a wonderful human being that really knows Andromedans. We haven't even got into the Pleiadians. That'll be interesting to talk about. But getting back to the focus where we were before, in terms of the energy, in terms of being in your heart, please don't be afraid of doing that meditation. Go into your heart. Allow yourself to have the freedom to express your own expression. It's so important to do. I can't even tell you how important it is to allow yourself to express your truth. The more you go into your heart, the cleaner your mind will be, because the heart and mind need to join together to coincide with a lot of love, compassion, honesty, and everything else that is good for you. It's really wonderful to do that. And I think it will really help you in the long run. Anybody that did that meditation, I think you'll find that your brain chatter is gone. If somebody wants to call and tell me that, or tell me what else is going on, I'm more than happy to help you. We have maybe about, let's see here, 48, 47. We have possibly maybe about 9 minutes left. So I'm willing to help you as much as I possibly can. I'm glad that young lady that I help has an ankh. That's really wonderful. Fred and I are thinking about getting ankhs. It's really, really amazing what Fred has done in the 60, I think he's 66. I'm 67 or he's 65. But he's done a lot in his wonderful years to bring us products that work so well. They're just incredible, and it's so much fun to do. So think about that. I wear a platinum projector, and I also wear a nuclear receptor, and they've been on me, and I don't really take them off, except once in a while I'll take the platinum projector off because it's so intense. But it's a lot of fun, and they really help me tremendously. I know that with all the carbon monoxide, the nuclear receptor has really, really done a beautiful job. But it's really interesting how well these things have worked over the years. And he has got so much stuff. I think just really wonderful. I've got the pyramid over my bed. I've got a 10-foot pyramid, which is really, really great. It does a beautiful job. And I've got about four or five other things. I've got two flamethrowers. I have a black one and a white one. The white one we were told to make. The Andromedans wanted me to have this, and that's what I have. So things are happening quite interesting with that. I'm not willing to talk about it yet, but at some point we will. There's a lot. Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling in. I'm a first-time listener to you, and my name is Kai.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
This is Steve.
Yeah, I caught the tail end of the conversation with Cherise, and I heard a little bit of your healing because I was like kind of cleaning my house, listening to BBS, and it was excellent.
Yeah.
And I was just interested in part of this. Well, first of all, I'm fairly young. I'm 33 this year.
Okay, very good.
And let's see, this just needing to kind of get some assistance with the feelings. I know that we've had some multiple energy shifts that come in from the Grand Cross meditation and some of the solar eclipses.
Yeah,
and I'm just trying to grasp like some understanding of it, if you have some insight to give.
Yes. What's happening with the energy that's coming in is the same thing that I'm doing this evening, is by teaching people how to open their hearts and to be able
right.
to take that energy in. It's mm-hmm. very important. This new energy that's coming in is extremely powerful, and it's very clean, very pure, very wonderful. And what
mm-hmm.
we need to do is to transfer that energy into us. In other words, we can use it to get into our minds. We can use it to get into our hearts. Every time we get new energies that are coming in, it's so wonderful to use because it's much more powerful, it's cleaner, it's purer, and it'll help us tremendously in getting rid of brain chatter and getting rid of things that we really don't need anymore. So that's why I'm doing the help with the meditation, so people can actually feel these new energies and also to be able to feel open up their hearts and allow that energy to come through. On the other side of the heart is the entire universe. If we would have taken one more step, we would have been out in the universe, but I didn't want to do that. It's not time to do that with people yet. But what happened was, did you do the meditation with me?
No, I have not, but I've been really, it seems like the wind of the air is saying, and a lot of practitioners are saying, yes, go into the heart, do the meditation. And so I've been doing some sort of like a Pleiadian type of work by Christine Day, her followings, and that seems to be kind of helping me. But the changes are very subtle for me because, you know, for me, I'm a new guy, and probably if there's anyone out there listening that I haven't lived in my heart probably since I was a small child. So
sure.
This understanding that I even have a physical heart is amazing.
Yeah. What happens is when we get in touch with the heart, you know, God resides in the heart, and it's just wonderful because what we're doing is getting in touch with the entire universe. We're not only getting in touch with ourselves, but we're getting in touch with the universe. And it's so beautiful because there's such beautifulness out there and in here. And in here I'm talking about ourselves. So when you're opening your heart and you're just being still, you can get rid of all the brain chatter, you can get rid of all the untruths, you can get rid of everything that you don't need and take in the love that you do need and the compassion. And it's just wonderful. I'm so happy that you're doing that, and it comes in little steps. It's not anything that you want to take on big steps with. Thank goodness you're getting little steps in it. That's fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
really, really
breath helpful. By breath.
Yes. That's the way you do it. It sounds like you have some beautiful children.
Yeah, I sure do. They're the ones that actually teach me all the lessons, of course, so I'm just trying to keep up with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I realize that. Yes, that's wonderful. Well,
yeah,
I'm so glad
just,
that you're on your path. I think that's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make every day count for sure, and I'm not really, you go through the evolutionary process, and,
yes.
you know, it's all personal for sure, and I'm just happy to hear every time I click on the internet or listen to the radio or something that I chime in or tune into. It's everyone is talking about the heart, and it's amazing because I never knew. Where are you at? Are you out of New York or?
Yes, I'm out of Rochester, New York.
Yeah, and it's like I'm over here in Denver, Colorado, and the energy is just amazing because,
yes.
You know, everyone's kind of getting it, and people are finally, waking up, and
yes.
And I always kind of had a knowing that I was waiting for this time, so this time
yeah, that's
is very
wonderful.
Special.
Yeah,
I can't wait
just,
to... It's like we waited so long.
Well, it's time. It's got its time right now, and now's the time for us to open up to even more wonderful, beautiful energy. So
most
I think it's
definitely.
Great.
I agree.
I
was going to bother you again. I didn't get Charisse's phone number. Did you happen to jot that down? I wanted to give her a call and see if she could, because what I feel, too, is also a lot of past life.
Karma
that I may have to deal with, you know,
right.
As far as making sure that I'm making amends with all lifetimes, including this one.
Right. I have her phone number on my other line.
Oh, okay.
So let me give you my phone number. You can call me back and I'll give it to you.
Oh, okay,
it's
excellent.
Area code 585.
Okay.
746.
Mm-hmm.
8321.
8321.
And just call
yeah,
me back after
so
after I get off the program and I'll give you that number.
Okay, I certainly will. And you've been a pleasure to listen to, and like I said, I'm a first-time listener, so I'll have to get on board every Thursday here.
Absolutely. It's going to be a little different with Dr. Fred Bell, but he's talking about the same stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you were filling in for him. Okay. Well,
yeah,
I think maybe it was a good sign that you filled in for him.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
well
you know how it all works out.
Yeah, you have a good evening. I'm going to have to sign off now. So,
all right, well, thank you so much. You have a good evening.
Great. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay,
bye-bye. God bless. It is 8:56. It's time for me to leave. I'm so happy that we had some phone calls and to make things feel a little brighter for a few people and people that were listening to the energies that were happening here, you also received a lot of beautiful energies. So have a wonderful evening. Looking forward to talking to you next week with Dr. Fred Bell, the El Capitano. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.